What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Trade Addicts Fix. So if you're tuning in for the first time in a while, you're probably freaking out right now, thinking, who is this guy, and what did he do without us and Brian? Now, before you just start jumping to conclusions, let me reassure you, everything is fine. Nothing to worry about. You'll be hearing from those two guys later this week. What you will be hearing from me today, though, is some quick hits on tonight's game. Just a little fix to hold you over until you get the actual goods from Russ and Brian. Now, if you did happen to catch last week's pod, then you're hearing a familiar voice. My name is Frankie M. You can find me on Twitter at FrankieSaysFF. And I'll be your host for tonight. And for the foreseeable future, or at least until I crap the bed, which could be tonight. So, it's been real, addicts. But in all seriousness, I hope you guys enjoy the pod. I'll just be here talking about football. So, before we actually get this thing going, I'd like to let these guys know how thankful I am for this opportunity. Never in a million years when I became a patron did I think this opportunity would come along with it. I pretty much just signed up to show my support for everything they do for the FF community. So for them to put me onto this is beyond words, man. So guys, Russ, Brian, thank you. I really do appreciate it. On that note, it seems like a good time to let everybody else know. Show your support. Sign up for Patreon. Get yourself a Trade Addicts bracelet from Brian. Get a Never Veto t-shirt. StoreEnvy.com. It's all going to a good cause. Never veto. Never veto. So before we get into your Monday night recap, I just wanted to go over a few things that happened Sunday that I just wanted to touch on. I was going to start off by telling you guys about all the injuries, but I don't want to start that on my first episode. I feel like I should let Russ and Brian be the bad guys here. I'm trying to make you guys like me. So me telling you guys that your fantasy team is probably done from those injuries, it's probably not the best look on the first episode. So some quick hits. Patty freaking Mahomes, man. 278 yards, 4 touchdowns. In the second quarter alone, man. It's ridiculous. I don't know how anybody's going to keep up with that guy. The offense is just scary. And he might even go back-to-back. I'm going to plant that now. I mean, it's not saying much, but he might go back-to-back MVP. Patty Mahomes, man. He's ridiculous. Devontae Freeman. So, are we worried yet? Because I am. Now, I know he's played 2 good defenses. You had the Vikings last week, the Eagles this week, but, man, it's worrisome. Might have to start selling some shares off if it gets any worse. We'll see. I hope he didn't panic sell on Aaron Jones. He looks, dare I say it, free? I just got deja vu. Let's hope it continues, man, because I like what I've seen. 23 carries, 116 yards and a touchdown. He also got 6 targets. 6 targets, 4 catches, 34 yards. Man, I love to see it. So enough of those boring Sunday games. Let's get into what you came for. The onslaught. The offensive powerhouses. Browns and Jets, baby. Let's go. That was a joke. Just kidding, guys. Now, before I even started watching this game, I had a few questions for both teams. For the Browns, I wanted to know how their offensive line will hold up. Because it seems like they have all the pieces around them, but they lost some pieces on the O-line that I wasn't sure if the surrounding pieces would be able to make up for that O-line. And from what I've seen today, they did a damn good job of keeping that pocket clean. But my main concern is the lanes that they're providing for Chubb, or the lack thereof. He's getting met in the backfield more often than not. Granted, he's still providing fantasy points. Don't get me wrong there. We'll get into that in a bit. But to answer my question, I think they'll be all right. Granted, they won't play a banged-up Jets team every week, but they did a good enough job to put my confidence in them. Now, as for the Jets, my question was, Are we going to be able to trust anyone in that offense until Mr. Mono comes back? I thought I had this whole offense figured out coming out of week one. You know, start Bell, obviously. Crowder, PPR guy. And sit Robbie. But then the Darnold news hit and it kind of threw a wrench in things. So I wanted to use this game to figure out who we could trust, if any, for the next 4 to 5 weeks. And the answer was one guy. You have Bell and that's it. It's not even a great play. It's just purely a volume-based play. Everyone else is just a stay away. So now that you know a little bit about what I was looking for, let's go ahead and get into the game. So you had a final score of 23-3. It seems a lot worse than it was. I wouldn't call it a dominant victory for the Browns because this game was close. Going into the second half, there was a point when I thought the Jets would score and make it a ball game. But I don't know. I wanted to see a lot more from the Browns coming out with all the hype behind them. And they didn't squeak by the Jets, but I feel like they should have put this away a lot more than what they did. Had a few injuries. For the Brown side, you had Njoku. He went out early. I want to say concussion. For the Jets side, you had one as well. Pretty bad. Well, at least that's the way it looked. Trevor Siemian, he got late hit, I guess, by Myles Garrett. Landed on his ankle awkwardly. Like I said, it looked pretty bad. Go check it out if you haven't already. And since we're talking about Siemian, why don't I go ahead and tell you how he did in the game? That was my attempt at my first segue. So he went 3 for 6, 50%. Woohoo, for 6 yards. He went out pretty early. I want to say it was two, three drives. They were horrible. The offense just wasn't clicking. First two drives were 3 and out. I think he got 1 first down, and that was from a penalty. So he wasn't good. The offense wasn't good. And then the unfortunate happened. He got injured. So Luke Falk came in. He did decent, I would say. He went 20 for 25, 198 yards, no picks. Like I said, he didn't look bad. That 2-minute drive at the end of the half, Bellamy had a big drop. I think after that, the clock was stopped, so they just figured they'd hand it off and go into the second half. You got to help your quarterback out, man. I know he's your third string, but come on. He put it right on the money. I think it just hit him in the wrong spot. The hands. Yeah, the hands. first couple drives, it looked like his first read was maybe 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. So I wouldn't say he's worth an add because we don't know the severity of Siemian's injury. But they play the Pats next week. They have a bye in week 4. And then the Eagles after that. You got to figure Darnold would be back by then. So I wouldn't even waste my fab on him. So I'm going to stop being a Debbie Downer and get into some positives with the Jets. Le'Veon Bell, 21 carries, 68 yards, 10 receptions, man. On 11 targets, 61 yards. Sheesh. Talk about putting the team on his back, man. He had a hurdle in the third. Sick. He just looked effortless. Like he's an athlete, man. Got a little teary-eyed after a fumble late in the game. The guy's a competitor. Man, he's out there on the Jets, putting up with that crappy offense and just putting it all on the line, man. I love to see that. Jamison Crowder went catchless in the first half. Ends the game 4 for 40. Coming from a guy who needed 3 points from him tonight, I'll take it how it comes. I don't think you can trust him going forward, man. I will say he might be a sneaky buy low. For the future. Wait it out a couple weeks. You're going to get at least 2 more dead games from him. Maybe something like this, 4 for 40. Because Darnold's coming back, man. And you've seen week one, 17 targets, 14 receptions. Buy low in a couple weeks. That's all I'm saying. Mr. Anderson had a decent day. As far as the final stats go, he was doing it in chunks too. 36, 10, 20, 15. Yeah, those are some big chunks. Ended 4 for 81, but again, nothing in the first half. Same as Crowder. It all came in garbage time. And if we're looking at a glass half full, I mean, the Jets might be garbage time pretty much every game for the next 2 months. So play at your own risk. And now for what you all been waiting for, the Browns. Start with Baker. Really wasn't impressed. 19 for 35, 125 yards, one TD, one pick. The pick wasn't on him. Deflected ball. I don't put that on him. But I'm worried. He looked bad week one. Did not look good today. He was missing a ton of throws. Not to mention he was getting his guys killed. Njoku, he put it up. That's a death shot. Not pretty right now. It's not. And even today, the touchdown, OBJ bailed him out. I don't know. I mean, you got to keep rolling him out there, but you don't got to be happy about it. Nick Chubb, 104 total yards, rushing touchdown. Only 62 yards on the ground on 18 carries. Not great. 4 targets, 4 receptions, another 42 yards. It's not bad. My concerns here is he didn't have any third down work. I don't know how I feel about that. Last week it was Hilliard. This week it was Darnus Johnson. He had 4 receptions, yeah, but they were all early downs, which, I mean, that's fine. Take it how I can, but I would love to see him on third down. Being a third down back, that would be great. He took a monster hit. Laid him out, Jamal Adams. Late in the fourth, he looked a bit shaky. Stayed down for a bit, and then went right off the field. I was kind of nervous, but he came back in. He came back in the game, played the last 2 snaps, offensive snaps for the Browns. So I'm hoping nothing comes about with that concussion or anything like that. I don't know why they would let him back in the game if he had, but who knows with these teams. Odell Beckham Jr. Boy, oh boy, this guy is ridiculous, man. 6 catches, 161 yards, a touchdown. I'm sorry if you faced him tonight because you most likely lost your game going into this Monday night matchup. And the catch on the sideline, the one-handed grab, toe-tapped. Oh, my gosh. This man is something else. And he wasn't done. He gave you an encore. Took a slant route, 89 yards to the house, untouched. Love to see this guy coming back, man. I haven't seen him in a while do something like that. He was hurt the end of last year. And what's new, man? What's new with him? He's just got to stay healthy. He had a few scares in the game. I guess it was he was cramping up. So stay hydrated, folks. Jarvis Landry. Slow night for Jarvis. He did get 7 targets. Only caught 3 of them for 32 yards. You know, he's wide receiver 3, wide receiver 2 upside. Any given week, especially if that offense starts clicking. And Njoku, tough break, man. Tough break for him. Injured on the first target. Thought he had it. Could have got someone some points. Came down on his neck. It didn't look good. He didn't return. Demetrius Harris, I mean, go ahead if you're in a deep premium league and you're in a pinch. One last little shout out. Outhouse, I'm sorry, don't hate me. IDP man, Miles freaking Garrett, 3 sacks today, 2 last week. That's 5 of the season, man. He is gonna break some records. Dare I say defensive MVP? That's 2 MVPs I called today. First episode calling my shots. Let's go. And on that note, I'm gonna wrap up our very first episode of Trade Addicts Fix. Really hope you enjoyed, man. Let me know what you think. The good, the bad, the ugly. Whatever it's going to take to improve your listen. Before we get out of here, want to make sure you go follow your hosts on the Trade Addicts Pod. At Dynasty Outhouse. At Brian Haar FF. You can find me at Frankie Says FF. And that's about it. Night, guys.